Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and somebody who's made almost every step I have for the last 21 years. And she did it, made it look good, and backwards and in heels is our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, Deduct Everything, The Trump Tax Cuts. That's three different books, folks. And that's just three of the couple of hundred that she's written that have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. She's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Thanks again for being here. What's the IRS up to?
Well, they just sent out an announcement, I think just yesterday or the day before, about their private debt collection services, you know, the one that make everybody really happy.
Yeah.
I'm not from the IRS, and
right.
I'm here to take their money. They just sent out an announcement that they have arranged for an option for a pre-authorized direct debit for people who have been contacted by these guys to make either one payment or a series of payments to finish paying their federal tax debt. And, you know, that's a good thing in a way. It really is. But the whole concept of the private debt collection service is seriously scary because there are so many people out there scamming folks.
Right.
In fact, I just heard from one IRS agent who was doing a presentation about the IRS, you know, security issues, you know, people getting scammed. She says her own niece got hit for up to $500.
Wow.
Other people have gotten hit for hundreds of thousands, literally. So let me give you some tips about that.
All right.
There are only four agencies that were authorized, okay? They are a company called CBE, another one called Performant, a Pioneer, or Conserve, two separate capitals. And they are not going to start calling taxpayers out of the blue. Before they call taxpayers, the taxpayers are going to get two letters. One is going to come from the IRS, and one is going to come from that private collection agency. The IRS letter is going to include something called a taxpayer authentication number.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only get one from somebody who creates this phony tax authentication number and you don't get a similar letter from the IRS, do not respond to those people.
Double confirmation. You got to make sure that you get the number first from the IRS and that the people who contact you later have the same number.
Right. And if you only get the contact from these guys because they found you and the IRS didn't, get their information. Don't give them any information.
Yeah.
Don't give them money. Contact the IRS and find out if they have issued a taxpayer authentication number for you to use. So definitely contact the IRS. There is an IRS website to look up your balance due. It will undoubtedly be there. So if you go to the IRS and you go and look at Get Transcript, it'll be on there. If you go and look at irs.gov/payments, the information will be in your account. So don't give money to anybody, and they're not allowed to do anything the Fair Debt Collection Act doesn't let them do.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give money to anybody who just calls you out of the blue. So do not trust people. Contact the IRS. Log in online to find out what your transcript information is. And if you don't believe you owe money, you probably don't.
That's right.
So don't let yourself
get bullied.
If
it's the first you've heard of it, folks, and you haven't already been getting some letters, including a red one with red ink on it, if you haven't gotten that, or especially like a certified letter, if you haven't gotten that kind of interaction with the IRS and somebody calls you and says you owe the IRS money, it's almost certainly a scam, right, Eva?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's put it this way. You know you filed all your tax returns. You've paid all your taxes. There is no reason for someone to be calling you out of the blue. And by the way, the latest thing is we're starting to get these phone calls in Chinese.
Wow.
And we were at a Chinese restaurant. My husband had one of these calls on his phone and played it for the Chinese waiter, and he starts cracking up. He says, yeah. Yeah, it's an IRS call.
I'll be done.
It's a fake IRS call.
I'll be done. Well, folks, it's,
they're out there in languages.
They'll stoop to anything. Hey, Eva, thank you so much for being here. Good job today. We always get smarter when you join us. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
Always. Love being with you.
Yeah.
And, folks, please come to taxmama.com, click on Ask a Question, and have a less taxing day.
Check it out. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.